This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, everybody. Peter Greenberg here for Tuesday, April 7th, and my continuing report on the coronavirus and travel. Lots of news to report. Let's start with your emails. You have been inundating me with emails and questions and problems, and I'm happy to report we've answered them. So go right to our website, petergreenberg.com, and all your questions and my responses will be there. There have been so many that we're actually going to be basically broadcasting them in batches. So the first batch is posted now, and the rest will be going throughout today and this evening. But your questions have been asked, and hopefully I've answered them. Also want to talk about some good news for a change. So many of your emails were concerning your frustrations and your anger in getting what you deserve, your refunds for trips you'd booked but couldn't take, whether it was airlines, hotels, cruise ships, or tour operators. The airlines were particularly guilty of this, steering you to get vouchers when they should have been issuing refunds. If you've seen my previous reports, you know I reminded them of the existing Department of Transportation rule that specifically states that if the airline cancels the trip, not you, but if the airline cancels the trip, you're entitled to a full refund back to the original form of payment. I even quoted from some of the contracts of carriage on the airline's own websites, like Delta, which says the exact same thing. Some airlines have gone so far as to go in there and block the application that travel agents were using to actually get refunds for their clients. We caught them. Lufthansa was one of them. Sabre was another. Well, guess what? Last Friday, and over the weekend, the Department of Transportation issued a formal notice to the airlines that they were in violation of that rule and that the DOT would take enforcement action if they didn't start immediately processing refunds, which the airlines have now started to do. But the DOT rule goes beyond that. If the airline never told you you could get a refund and only told you you could get a voucher, contact the airline, they will cancel the voucher and get you a refund. This also applies to those who have been flying on frequent flyer miles and weren't able to use them, and the airlines wanted to charge them a $75 fee to redeposit those miles. Now Delta and United have now relented and have waived those fees. We think, emphasis on the word think, American is doing the same on a case-by-case basis, so scream and yell and get that fee waived. Now, for the hotels and the tour operators, again, it's getting still difficult. There's one Miami hotel right now that was booked by a big tour group here of students in New York, you know, for over $2 million for a class trip that they obviously couldn't take. By the way, the hotel is closed, and the hotel won't refund their money and won't even give them their deposit back. In fact, they're insisting on getting the rest of the money for a trip that they obviously can't take. Can you repeat after me? Court? Look, in this tough period of time when everybody is understandably desperate for cash, people do remember acts of goodwill. Let's not forget what the word hospitality means. And for those hotels like the Eden Rock in Miami and many other hotels around the world who are hiding behind this problem and not dealing with it in a proactive way, we will remember. And if you have that problem still, let me know. We will go after them as well. Remember, even the foreign carriers on the airlines, I'm going to go back to that for a second. If an airline, doesn't have to be a U.S. airline, any international airline that flies either to or from the United States is still subject to that DOT rule, including Lufthansa, Air France, British Airways, you name it. So get on your phones, get on your emails, and go back and get the refunds that you deserved since day one. But what if you're holding a trip right now for later this month, May or June, and the airline hasn't canceled the flight? Well, I've said it before, I will say it again. Just wait. It's a game of chicken in which you don't want to blink. They must have to cancel the flight first for you to be able to preserve your rights under the DOT rule. Okay? So just wait. And any airline that tells you that their flights are on time in April, they're on crack. All right? Speaking of on-time flights, the airlines are getting tougher and tougher to maintain schedules. In fact, they've canceled most of them, as you know. Entire fleets have been grounded. American Airlines yesterday dealt with reality. They're canceling 90% of their domestic flights. The total number of operations out of LaGuardia today is 9. You know what it normally is? 170. Total number of operations of American Airlines out of JFK today? 3. So you get the point. Even if they're showing their flights are going to be on time for the rest of this month in May, we all know that's not true. We just have to wait for them to do it. Okay? Now, in fairness, they're losing a lot of money. Delta is bleeding $60 million a day. United, $100 million a day. So we understand it, but you do have rights. Okay? We've got a lot more coming. I want you to check your emails from me. Also, email me, peter@petergreenberg.com. Check our website for the radio show and check our website for all of your emails that we've already answered. And I'll be back to see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, Peter Greenberg here. You can listen to Ion Travel ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, and you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and
$15,000
a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.